From mere cherries to cherry juice. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. When we last visited cherry farmer Lance Phillips, he was wrapping up a bumper crop season of you-picked cherries from his orchard in Gem County.
We picked about 17,000 pounds, which was a record for us for 2019, and we ended up having about 28,000 pounds still on the tree. And we've now brought in Northwest Juicers, a portable juicing company, and we are taking the cherries and turning them into a pasteurized puree and a cherry juice, and we're going to do various sizes, and we're going to turn it into a high quality product that we can get out to stores and to people. So we're very excited to not let those cherries just hit the ground and go to waste.
Turning cherries to cherry juice requires something of a huge juicer, not normally found on a kitchen counter. Ryal Schellenberger explains his juice making machine.
We've got our bend tipper, tips them up, they go into the hopper. The cherries go up the hopper, they get rinsed, and then they go through what we call our destoner. It will take normally the stem and the pit out and turns it in kind of a puree of the skins, the flesh, the juice. That gets pumped into these totes where we then do an enzyme treatment that will help separate the flesh from the juice. And then we will pull that pure juice off the bottom through the pasteurizer and then package it for them.
And by the way, cherry juice isn't just cherry juice. You'd be amazed at the health benefits you can acquire from this delicious beverage. This is David Sparks.